Waiting for us now is Scott Sweeney. He's the head of VCE at Strathcona Girls Grammar. 50,000 VCE students will get their results in 45 minutes' time. Scott, what's the mood like while they're all waiting?
Oh, somewhat nervous, really. I mean, there's we put such an importance on it, perhaps falsely, but we put such an importance on the final numbers that students are a little bit nervous at the moment, and probably very few of them are sleeping.
Scott, can I ask you, do you get nervous, you know, the teaching faculty about what the results are going to be?
Look, I've been doing this for a few years now, so I'll probably get less nervous than I did when I first started, but there's some nerves as we approach 7 a.m, yes, that's for sure.
Is that, especially after the last couple of years in Victoria in particular, with COVID and a lot of homeschooling, is it, how did we get through this, seeing these results?
Yeah, look, it's been tough, Jimmy, to be honest. It's been really tough. You know, there's been some significant mental health pressures on students, and yeah, there's been there's been not much else to focus on other than studies for some students as well. So it has been a challenge. This year's been nice that we haven't had any lockdowns, and so students have been in schools with their communities, and it's been a little bit more normal. So that's certainly been nice in 2022.
How can parents and students support each other if they don't get the results that they were after?
Yeah, look, and many students don't, because, you know, they always aspire to certain scores that they don't always get. And the really important person at most schools is the careers counsellor. They're the ones who will be able to work out, you know, what particular courses students might be able to apply for, what their ATAR can get them into, what their pathways are going to be. So really, careers counsellors in schools have a massively busy day on the Monday and Tuesday when they can speak to students. And I urge all students to reach out to their careers counsellors.
Subject choice is pretty important to help your ATAR score. Have you seen a big change over the years of what students are selecting to study, one, as an interest, but two, to help their ATAR score?
No, it's always that great conflict, isn't it? That students want to do something that they really love, but they also want to do subjects that they think is going to get them the best score possible. But students tend to do better when they pick subjects that they love, rather than subjects that they think they should do. So that would tend to be my advice for students coming through in VCE in future years.
And what's the most popular course at uni if they are heading down that path?
Oh, look, it depends on the student. I'm an arts graduate, so I'm a big fan of the old arts degree. But so there are plenty of students who do commerce and science, and there's plenty of students who do a diploma rather than a bachelor. And so there's heaps of options for students to study regardless of what ATAR they get this morning.
Scott, technology plays a big factor now in the way kids study. If study habits change, I used to have my mum pull her hair out because I was a classical crammer. If something was due the next day, I'd open up the book the night before. Study habits changed.
Yeah, look, not everyone's a crammer like you, Jimmy. Some of them do put a bit more planning in. But look, it has a little bit, I suppose. But broadly, still, the exams are still sat with a pen and a paper. So as much as technology can facilitate the way that information is brought across to the students, you know, really they should be handwriting because they need to get that practice in for the final exam. So things probably haven't changed a huge amount in the time since you finished year 12, Jimmy.
How do they celebrate nowadays? Is Muck Up Day banned? And, you know, will they all be going wild tonight?
No, well, yes, Muck Up Day largely is banned. that tends to be something that they do back in October, November when they graduate. But look, today, like I know certainly plenty of students will have stayed up all night and pulled an all-nighter and waiting for the 7 a.m. call. Some will have their alarm set at 6:59 so they can access it, and I know some, like my own son a few years ago, didn't wake up till about midday, so we were just sort of waiting around for it. So there's all sorts of different ways to celebrate today.
But Scott, do you get invested as far as some of the students' results? Are there some that you see the results and it just puts a massive smile on your face because you've seen the hard work? Or you know, there's some where you go, whoa, didn't expect that out of him.
Look, there certainly is. I mean, there's different ends of the spectrum, I suppose. There's that and those initial students who do massively well and have huge ATARs, and that's brilliant for them, and they've worked really hard. But, you know, there's also the stories every year of students who have significant learning difficulties, who've persevered, and, you know, they've got an ATAR that was well beyond their initial expectations because of the support the school's given them and because of their perseverance. And there are plenty of students who have an unscored VCE, and their achievement is no less either. So there's all sorts of different ways for students to achieve success today.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful way to sum it up. Scott Sweeney, who is the head of VCE at Strathcona, thanks for having a chat to us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Ando's up next with First Edition Sport.
Traffic, listen, watch, and have your say at 3aw.com.au.